Pnimius and the Dafyomi Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Hey. Very quick because it's Arab Shabbos. The Perek starts, a new Perek on the beginning of the Daf. Ketza Mevarchan Ala Peros. You know, now we start to get into the Inyanim about Brachos. How do you make a Brach on fruit? The Mishnah continues Ala Peros Ilan on the fruits of a tree. You say Bere Priya Eitz, Chutzman Ayayin, and it goes through Bere Priya Dam, Bere Priya Gafen. The Mishnah teaches us. Ravitcher Meyer Morgenstern in Sefer Sheres Yaakov asks an amazing question. He says, what should it say? It should say, Al Peros Ha'ilanos, right? It's not fruits of one unified tree. It's Peros of Ilanos, of multiple trees, right? Why is it Lashon Yachid and not Lashon Rambam? So he says, perhaps we can answer based off a comment from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi asks, on a similar lashon of a Mishnah from Rosh Hashanah, which says Va'atzeres, that we get judged on Peros Ilan, and says why is it Ilan Yachid? So the Zohar says because Ilan is Roimez L'Nishmas Yisrael. Why? It's a remez when it's Ilan is written singular. It's a remez to the neshama of the Jewish people, and because the gematru of the word Ilan Aleph Yud Lamed Nun comes out to 91. 91 is Amin. It's also Havaya and Adnos. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dal Nun Yud. The way Hashem's name is pronounced and the way it's written. So that Yichud, that's called the Yichud, in Kabbalah it's called the Yichud of Ze'er and Nuk. It's called one of the most important Yichuds, right? That's the Makor of Nishmas Yisrael. And therefore, when it's, you know, talking about that Ilan, it's representing that higher aspect of this Yichud, this unification of the higher and the lower. Unification of the way Hashem's hashpa and our kind of ability to rise up to go and be mekabel that hashpa. So he says, okay, that makes sense for the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, but why does that make sense over here? So he explains al pipnimius based off a famous Bach, that the Bach goes through the lashon of the brachos mein shalosh, right? Uvnei Yerushalayim mir kadosh b'meira, right? Mir kadosh v'necham b'piriyah v'nispah metuva. Right, he says, what does that mean? That you should eat from the fruits, specifically that we say in Al Micha, specifically you should eat from the fruits and benefit from their good. He says, because Bizman Shah Bais HaMikdash Hayakayim, when the Bais HaMikdash was standing, that the there was a special Kedusha in the Paris of Eretz HaKodesh. With the Churban, we lost this Kedusha of Paris. So when we daven the Brachos Mein Shalosh, when we say Al Micha, we're davening also for the Bais HaMikdash, and we're davening for the Kedusha of the Paris, specifically to return. He says, so, the explanation of this inyan of the peros having a special hashpa is because the peros are what comes from this yichud of the ilan, right? This ilan we said is 91, is gematria say, is gematria means gematria havaya and adnos. This unification of havaya and adnos, this yichud of kutcher bruchu and shchinte. So when the Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz HaKodesh with the Beis HaMikdash, then that Yichud is complete, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But when they're not, when we're, you know, in Galus, so there's a lacking in that Yichud, and therefore that lacking translates into the product of that unification. If someone's unification is complete, it makes Peros, right? When a husband and wife unify in a complete way, it creates Peros. When there's something chaser in their unification, it doesn't create Peros. So he explains, he says that that's what our Mishnah is coming to be Mechadish, and it's hinting to this inyan. That when you say a Berachas Hanen in the right way, on Peros, with the Kavana Shalima, when you're doing a Bracha right, you're going to make that Yichud of Kutcher Bracha and Shchinta. You're going to make that Yichud of Ze'er Vanuk, that Yichud of Havaya Adnos, that Yichud that equals Ilan, that equals Tzadi Alf, that equals 91. And the Kedusha is going back to the Peros. And it's going to be as if the Beis HaMikdash Mekayim in your Echila of that Peros, if you do with the right Kavana. And he says, you know, we know that tzaddikim, that when they made a big asek from Peretz Yisrael, even in Galus, because through their bracha, they were able to be choizer, all sorts of nitzotzas, kedusha, back into those peros. So he says, but now he says, let's read carefully the words of the Mishnah. Ketzan mevarchan ala peros, how do you make a bracha on peros? Meaning, the Tanna is asking, those peros that used to be peros of something worthwhile and chashuv and so important and so amazing, and there was a special kedusha in every fruit. Those peros, how could you make a bracha on them? Ketzad mevarchim, how could you possibly do it? What's the way to make a bracha on such a peros? What's the way to bring back that kedusha? What kind of kavana do I need to be mevarch a bracha? He says, oh, what is the lashon of the thing? Ketzem Mevarchan al HaPiros. The lashon is al peros ha'ilon, that you view the peros as peros ha'ilon, that you have this kavana of ilon, of havaya and adnus, of Hashem's name the way it's pronounced and Hashem's name the way it's written, which symbolize both the way we interact with Hashem and the way Hashem is in His truth. And that kavana, your misgala, the kedusha, that thinking about that kind of kavana, you're going to reveal the kedusha of this yichud called Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinteh, called Ze'er V'Nuk, called Havaya and Adnos. And when you do that, then you're going to, you know, that's how you can make a bracha. That's the whole kavana of the bracha, is to kind of bring the fruits back to that madriga. And it's a daf yomi coincidence, a timely thing, because he ends off quoting that from the Rebbe from Lublin, Torah's MS brings that you should have a special kavana by a bracha of achilas peres on Tu B'Shvat, because he says on Tu B'Shvat you have a special kavach to bring back the kedusha of the peres Eretz Yisrael. That's why you go out of your way to try to get peres of Eretz Yisrael on Tu B'Shvat, and right, Tu B'Shvat is a holiday for the Ilan, right? It's for the trees, and the whole concept is because the Ilan is that Yichud of Ze'er V'Nuk, and that's what you're trying to do. You have to have a special kavanah on Tu B'Shvat. So it also connects to the time of year.